Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the true travel agent. The true travel agent. Now, most of us are familiar with travel, and many times when we book our travel, we select a travel agent. This is a person that makes our trip much easier. They arrange for the flights and the hotels and the excursions and the getaways and all the other things that create a unique experience that we couldn't have gotten on our own. Well, my friends and neighbors in business, there's another type of travel agent. This is the person who can take you places that planes, trains, and automobiles could never transport us. This is the one that takes you from average to amazing, from despair to dominance, from second best to second to none, and from mediocre to magnificent. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you that everyone needs a true travel agent, someone in business that can get them from point A to point B. And I don't mean, again, my friends and neighbors, from California to New York or vice versa. No, I mean from the place where you believe your unlimited potential can take you, transporting you from where you are to where you want to go. Now, the CLIMB acronym are the five key components that outline what we must do in order to transport people or to assist them in getting from a true point A to a true point B and beyond. Yes, my friends and neighbors, some of you who have yet to find that mentor, that leader, that travel agent may be able to apply some of these yourself. I'm going to outline them in the acronym because the C says, first and foremost, we must customize a plan. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to customize a plan. You see, what happens is when you contact a travel agent and tell that individual where you want to go, then the travel agent begins to find out all of your goals for going on that trip. They even find out your budget and how long you want to stay and what things you want to do. And based on that, they put together an experience for you that nobody else has that came before or after. By the same token, my friends, when we've got members on our teams, when we're working to take people from point A to point B, we must also customize a plan. You see, in Success Training Institute, when we're onboarding new hires, we have an individual training sessions, and those sessions are customized. Not one sounds like the other one. Each one is different. Each one features different topics based on that person's major field of study, their interests, their backgrounds, their strengths. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, if you customize a plan for the members of your team, you're going to find out what skills they possess, what goals they have, the contacts they know, and you're going to create an environment that works for them. Now, I know automatically I'm going to get some pushback from somebody that might say, wait a minute, what about doing something that is replicatable? What about making sure that we can do something that's not customized but standardized? Well, you decide what environment you want to create. You can either create a disposable environment or a sustainable environment. You see, in a disposable environment, you're making everybody do the exact same thing and hoping that they all can achieve the exact same results in spite of the fact that they all have different skills, different backgrounds, different degrees of confidence and such. But when you create a sustainable environment, you're showing how much you care about the people that you have recruited simply because you're putting something together for them that you know works for them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it has their schedule in mind, their obligations in mind, all those other components that make things work much better. Now, that L reminds us that we've got to lead them down the path. Yes, my friends, this means that we must be the first to make the move. You see, the best travel agents are those who have already been where they're encouraging you to go. By the same token, the best business leaders are those who have already been where they're encouraging you to go. You watch their habits, you watch their lifestyle, you watch their attitude, you look at the things that they have accomplished, and those things are impressive to you. I always say a leader who is not your hero is not your leader. Meaning, if you don't admire the person, if you don't aspire to be like they are, then don't ask that person to lead you. My friends and neighbors, when you're looking for someone to get you from point A to point B, get an experienced travel agent. direction. In other words, someone that knows the pitfalls, the challenges of the places you want to go and the things you want to do. If you're an entrepreneur and you're not being mentored by a much more successful entrepreneur, you can only go so far. But through the leadership and the mentorship, you can make things much, much better. That I, in our CLIMB acronym, reminds us of the importance of investing in itineraries. You see, an itinerary is a step-by-step, day-by-day agenda for your journey. This is how the people know exactly what to do every day. It's a step-by-step outline for success. I'm a big fan of itineraries because when you're taking a trip overseas and you've got an itinerary, you know what time to wake up, you know what time to be back in bed, you know when to go where, you know when they're going to pick you up, what clothes to wear, what things to take, all those kinds of components. The same thing, my friends, an itinerary is simply that. It's a step-by-step plan to help us get from point A to point B. Have you crafted a step-by-step plan for yourself? Do you know how to get from point A to point B? Have you crafted a plan for somebody on your team? Have you decided to invest in an itinerary? In Success Training Institute, we give our interns what's known as a success syllabus. It's simply an itinerary, a week-by-week, day-by-day calendar of what they're supposed to accomplish. They can check it off and feel good about the fact that they've gotten a little bit closer on their journey. That M in our CLIMB acronym reminds us that we must master motivation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must master motivation. See, with a typical travel agent, the person is usually coming, or the client is usually telling the travel agent where they want to go, and the travel agent is putting together something. They've already been motivated. But in business, my friends, we've got to master motivation, because everybody is moved by something different. By the same token, you see, the word motivation derives from a Latin word called motive. And motivus means to move. We've got to find out what moves those around us, what moves them to action, what moves them to excitement, what moves them to significance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the key to mastering motivation is we've got to know what moves those around us. See, some are moved by money. Others are moved by recognition. Others are moved by competition. Others are moved by significance, while others are moved by something completely different. In order for us to master motivation, my friends, we must find out what moves those around us. How do we do that? First, all we have to do is begin asking questions. When was the last time you had a consultation session with individual members of your team and tried to discover what moves them, what excites them, what energizes them, what makes them better, what makes them climb? Yes, my friends and neighbors, something moves everybody, and the masterful motivator is the one that knows what moves each individual. Last, but certainly not least, the B reminds us that we also have to be brilliant with baggage. Yes, my friends and neighbors, brilliant with baggage. You see, traveling people like to take things with them that they had from other journeys in the past. You know, if you're getting ready to take a trip right now, you're probably not going to go to the mall and buy a brand new suitcase and brand new clothes and brand new toiletries and all those types of things. You're going to probably take with you many of the things you've got in your home right now. Well, the beautiful part about becoming brilliant with baggage is the true travel agent lets those that are following him or her know what can go on every trip and what needs to be left behind. You see, some things, my friends and neighbors, don't have to go on every trip. I know some people who travel and they travel with massive amounts of baggage. They're checking in 3, 4, 5 bags and they may only use one of them, but they feel like they've got to carry all the other extra just in case. Well, my friends and neighbors, when you're brilliant with baggage, you're letting those people on your team know that they don't have to pack disappointments and anger and bad attitudes and fear, that all those things can be permanently left behind, and in their bag they can place confidence, hope, enthusiasm, gratitude, and all the things that are necessary. See, we want to be light travelers, and all the other things that are negative, they weigh our bags down. But when we have positivity in our bag, we can travel so much lighter, so much better, so much more efficiently. And the leader, the true travel agent, is brilliant in handling baggage. He lets, or she lets, the people know what to leave behind and what to transport. My friends, listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, let me make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and will change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.